Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And then he, after this introduction of da'wah, after he has fulfilled his part in conveying to them the message, now he gets to the answer of the question. But he held them back until he finished delivering the message of truth to them. And now he's going to tell them the answer. Why? Because they need him. And because they need him, they're willing to listen. So he took advantage of that and he started giving them these important concepts. And now he's going to give them the interpretation of the dream. He said, O two companions of the prison, as for one of you, he will pour out wine for his Lord to drink. And as for the other, he will be crucified and birds will eat from his head. Thus is the case judged concerning what you both did inquire. One of you will be very close to the king. One of you is going to leave from this prison and jail, and he's going to be one of the close associates of the king, and he will be pouring wine for the king. This is the one who saw that he's pressing wine. And the other one of you will be taken out of jail and will be crucified, and he will be left on the cross until birds will come and eat from his head. And that is the one who saw that he has bread, and birds are eating from it. And then he said, the issue which you are asking about is judged. That's it. That's the judgment of Allah. It's done. And then Sayyidina Yusuf went to the one who he thought would be saved and will be close to the king. And Sayyidina Yusuf told him, please remember my name in front of the king. Yusuf was thrown in jail. They oppressed him. The appeal, because the one who put him in jail was Al-Aziz. And that was the second highest authority after the king. So there's no one whom Yusuf could appeal to except the king. He's the next higher authority. So Yusuf wanted his case to be presented in front of the king so that the king would look into that case and maybe would free him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he said to the one whom he knew to be saved, mention me to your Lord. Your Lord means your king. There are two interpretations given to the next part. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ Satan made him forget to mention it to his Lord. There are two interpretations given. One interpretation is that this man, he left jail and he went to work with the king. But when he got in the palace and he got in close to the king and all of the luxury of life, he forgot about Yusuf, alayhi salam. Shaitan made him forget. That's one meaning. The other meaning is that Sayyidina Yusuf, alayhi salam, forgot to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asked this man to ask the king. Instead of asking Allah, he asked the king to help him. Shaitan made him forget. And they say in the books of Tafsir, some of us say that Jibreel came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and told him, who is the one who freed you from the well? He said, Allah. Who is the one who delivered you to safety in Egypt? He said, Allah. Who is the one who put you in the right place to be raised up and honored you? He said, Allah. who is the one who saved you from the fitna of the wife of Al-Aziz? He said, Allah. He said, if Allah is the one who saved you throughout all of this, how come instead of asking Allah, you're asking the king to save you out of jail? And because of that mistake, he paid a price. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. He spent a few more years in jail. This mistake that seems to be small, he paid the price for it and he spent a few more years in jail. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. He's the one who saved you throughout this. Now definitely Sayyidina Yusuf was asking Allah for dua, but because he went through this human being and thought that he could do him something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach him the lesson. And the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they commit a mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches them so that they would leave us a message that is clean. The anbiya of Allah, when they commit mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would correct their mistakes for them. So that when they die, all of the message that they leave behind is pure without any mistakes. If there was anything in it, it would have been corrected. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. So Yusuf stayed in prison for a few more years. The king, after a few years, saw a dream. We see that dreams were important in their lives. We have a few dreams here. A dream of Yaqub, a dream of the dream of Yusuf, the dream of the king, and the dream of these two men in jail. Dreams played an important role in their lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the anbiya a miracle to challenge the people in the thing that is most important to them. So Allah has given Sayyidina Yusuf the miracle of interpreting dreams. That's one of his miracles. The king saw a dream. The king saw seven fat cows eaten by seven ajaf. Ajaf means bones are sticking out. You could see the bone under the flesh. They're very skinny. So these seven fat cows were eaten up by seven skinny ones. That's one dream. Either in the same dream or in another dream, he saw seven green ears of corn eaten by seven dry ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ وَأُخَرَ.
And the king of Egypt said, verily I saw in a dream seven fat cows, whom seven lean ones were devouring, and seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry. O notables, explain to me my dream, if it be that you can interpret dreams. We have seven fat cows eaten by seven weak ones, and then seven green ears of corn, and seven dry ears of corn. And then he asked his government and associates and people, please interpret this dream for me. None of them knew the answer. They said, mixed up false dreams. Forget about it. This is false dreams. Don't worry about it. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالَمِينَ. And we don't have any skill in the interpretation of dreams. We are not people who care about interpreting dreams. People who are materialistic and attached to life, they don't care about this unseen. Al-Ghayb. The servant was there. The one who was serving the king wine, he was there. When the topic of dreams was brought up, who did he remember? He remembered Yusuf after a few years. He now remembered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَاءَ مِنْهُمَا
Then the man who was released now at length remembered and said, I will tell you its interpretation, so send me forth. I will tell you the interpretation, let me go, and I'll get you the answer. So he went to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and he said, Yusuf, ayyuha as-siddiq. Oh, Yusuf, man of truth. Subhanallah, Allah has given the anbiya the quality of truth, and the people know it. Siddiq. He was called Siddiq, man of truth.
يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
Here, this man is narrating the dream to Sayyidina Yusuf, but Allah is mentioning to us the narration, and he is narrating it exactly as the king saw it in the dream. And that is important in dreams. If you want a dream to be interpreted, it has to be narrated exactly as it was seen. So here this man is narrating the dream exactly as the king has said it in the ayah before. Seven fat cows, devoured by seven weak ones, seven green ears of corn, and seven dry ones. Aftina, tell us the interpretation of this so that I can go and let the people know. Yusuf, alayhi salam, now has a bargaining tool in his hand. He's in jail, and this man comes to ask him about the interpretation of the dream. He could have said, I'm not going to tell you the answer until you free me. But Yusuf didn't. He gave him the answer without asking for anything. He said, and not only did he give the answer, he gave the interpretation and his recommendations. He said, for 7 consecutive years, you shall sow as usual. For 7 years, you're going to have an abundance of harvest. These are the 7 fat cows. You're going to have a lot of rain and you're going to be blessed. You're going to have a lot. And then he said, فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ مِّمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. That harvest which you reap, keep it in the ears, except a little of it which you may eat. He told them, you need to ration. Even though you're going to have a lot of harvest, don't use it all. Save most of it. And only use the minimum. Even though there are years of blessings, don't use it, don't consume it. Save it all, except for what you need for eating. And they used to say in the tafsir that Sayyidina Yusuf would survive on half a meal a day. And he has ordered the government to ration in the same way. And he would give the example to the people. He would eat the minimum, even though there was an abundance. Why? Because he wants them to store the rest. He told them to keep the grain, the corn, in the ear. There's an interesting story. You know that Sudan is going through an embargo. Our Sudani brothers are going through miserable times. The U.S. and its allies are putting them, forcing them into this embargo, this oppressive embargo, and they're not allowing them to export and import. Sudan has a lot of grain. They have a lot of wheat. But they're not able to export anything from the outside, and they need to store this grain, store it for the future. But the problem is, whenever they would store the grain in this underground bunkers, underground storages, after a few years it would go bad, it would spoil because of fungus and humidity and insects and worms and other diseases and bacteria, so it would spoil it. And they have a lot of wheat, but it would just go bad. It would expire. There was a Muslim professor who was visiting them. He's a professor in agriculture. He told them, I have a suggestion for you. I'll tell you, let's try this. How about instead of storing the grain as seed, store it in the ears? Let's try what Yusuf alayhi salam did. Let's store the grain in the ears. So they tried it, and they stored the grain in the ears, and it survived for a much longer period than it was before. So Yusuf alayhi salam told them, keep the grain in the ears so that we can store it. And then he said, then will come after that 7 hard years, which will devour what you have laid by in advance for them, except a little of that which you have guarded, stored. After these 7 years of abundance, there would come 7 difficult years. You would have nothing. And in those 7 years, you're going to be eating from what? From what you have stored. So these are the 7 lean, skinny cows eating the 7 fat ones. And the 7 green corns, ears of corn, you're going to use them for the 7 dry years. So he gave them recommendation of how to do it. And then he told them something that is not in the dream, and this is a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ.
Then thereafter will come a year in which people will have abundant rain and in which they will press wine and oil. This is not in the dream, but he told them that after the 7 difficult years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a lot of rain on you. This was conveyed to the king. The king was impressed. He wanted to make use of this expertise.
وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ تُونِي بِهِ.
The king said, bring him forth. Bring him to me. The messenger went to convey this news to Sayyidina Yusuf. He told them, the king is offering you to leave prison and jail. You're free. You're free to leave. Not only are you free to leave, but the king wants to have you as one of his advisors. Look at this honor. Not only is he going to leave jail after years, but he's going to be an advisor of the king. But the response of Yusuf alayhi salam was amazing. It was even amazing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yusuf said, no, I'm not going to leave. You're offered to leave jail. Here, the doors are open. Leave. And you can be an advisor for the king. He said, I'm not going to leave. Sayyidina Yusuf said, return to your Lord and ask him, what happened to the women who cut their hands? Surely my Lord Allah is well aware of their plot. Yusuf alayhi salam did not want to leave prison until his innocence is established. Because he was put in jail and he's innocent. And he does not want to leave jail as a favor given to him by the king. No, he wants to leave jail with everybody knowing that he's innocent. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, رحم الله يوسف لو كنت أنا لبادرت الباب أو لأجبت الداعي. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah have mercy on Yusuf. If it was me, I would have rushed towards the door and responded to the call.